listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. All eyes will be on Livingston today as the vote count continues in a very close contest. More than three quarters of votes have been counted, but Adam Bellow has just a 1% lead over incumbent Andy Ireland. The Central Highlands may also be getting a new leader, where Janice Moriarty leads by 17%, looking to block Kerry Hayes from returning. Two-thirds of votes have been counted there, while the familiar faces of Tony Williams and Matt Burnett seem certain to remain in Rockhampton and Gladstone. BMA has warned coal royalties are now affecting the company's profitability as it also deals with rising production costs and a tough labour market. Asset President Adam Lancey says they'll keep spending to maintain mines in central Queensland for decades to come, but the opportunity to grow in the state is over.
You know, fundamentally, we will always contribute to our local community. We understand and we need their support. And we also know that the benefits that we can bring enhance, you know, the broader community's livelihoods.
The upcoming record budget for cost of living wouldn't be possible without coal royalties, according to Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick. Meantime, gas will start flowing through to big businesses in Gladstone and Rockhampton at a reduced capacity following last month's pipeline fire west of Banana. Gemina says repairs to the pipeline have now wrapped up after 7 days of work, and it's working with customers to coordinate deliveries. It's the second energy project to be back online after a fire. Genex has also confirmed its Bouldercombe battery project is complete and running at full capacity after two megapacks were destroyed in September. In sport, the CQ Capras men have put on a show in their final outing at Brown Park, defeating PNG Hunters 38-18. It was looking like a close contest at half time before three CQ tries gave some much needed breathing room.